Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo abooluganda.
Praise Jesus much, brethren.
Muliyo mutya mukama waffe Yesu Kristo.
How are you in our Lord Jesus Christ?
Obulamu buli butya?
And how is your life?
Mukama mulungi.
Is God good?
Weewaawo mukama mulungi ekiseera kyonna.
Yes, God is good all the time.
Kubanga ye eryekuba obulamu n'amazima.
Because him is the way, the truth and the life.
Ngamu Yokana 14:6.
As in the John 14 verse 6.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Tuongere okugulumiza Katonda kitaffe.
We move to glorify God the Father.
Awamu n'ekigambo kye mukama waffe Yesu Kristo.
Together with his word of our Lord Jesus Christ.
N'omwoyo omutukuvu.
And the Holy Spirit.
Era basatu bano nga bakkaanya.
And these three agree in one.
Nga bwe kiri mu Yokaani soke sura eyokutano n'olw'omusanvu.
As it is in the John, 1 John chapter 5 verse 7.
Awamu ne Matayo sura ya 28.
Even Matthew chapter 28.
Olwe 19.
Verses 19.
Bwe wawo twongera okugulumiza Mukama.
Yes, we move to glorify God.
Kitaffe.
The Father.
N'ekigambo kye Yesu.
And his word Jesus.
Omwoyo omutukuvu.
By his Holy Spirit.
Atukulemberamu n'okutuuka leero.
Who leads us up to today.
Nga bwe kiri mbalume sura 8.
As it is in Romans chapter 8. And the verse 14. That those led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. We know that the Holy Spirit is present. And he helps everyone understand the words of God. That he fulfills Proverbs 1 verse 23. When the Father says,
God
accept my reproof, I pour upon you my Holy Spirit. And
don't
you understand my words. And thus the Holy Spirit is present together with armies of angels.
They
help us understand scriptures of truth as it's in Daniel 10 verse 20 to 21. Praise Jesus much. I'm going to prepare your heart, your mind, your inner man, the books of the Holy Spirit, where he has to write. As 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verses 1 to 6. In the time of need, and you want to share with others,
you'll
get from what is written in you to remind you and to preach to others. In the same time, you to prepare your book, you prepare your Bible, even your pen, because you do that you can. Him, the Spirit, bears your weakness. You write in your book, and him, he writes in you.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. By name and voice, Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Samuel Newman and the Bible reader Teacher Jacob. We love you all in the name of our Lord Jesus, Son of the living God. We bless in this ministry of the new generation to move rich unto you. Praise Jesus much. Part 15.
F.
Portion F. Is it not that?
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Government ya Katonda. Government is
of God is government in the governments of the earth.
Government
the central government. God is heavenly government on the earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And we still move on to see in the summary.
Department omunana.
The 8 departments.
Government ya Katonda.
Which make up God's government, the governments of the earth.
So
far we have finished 5 of them. When we saw the first department of the spiritual, of the physical and the spiritual gifts.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We saw the first department of the natural gifts and callings.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. When we saw that our gifts make room for us and they sit us before princes, according to those in the Proverbs 18 verse 16,
ebirabo n'okuyitibwa kwaffe.
That if we know our gifts and our calling,
mu mirimu egy'okunsi,
in the work of the world,
ebitabo tuba tukyasoma bingi.
Books, we almost study many books.
Okusinziira ku mubuulize sura 12.
According to Ecclesiastes 12.
N'onyule 12.
In the verse 12.
Wabula tuba tusoma ng'okuyitibwa kwaffe bwe kuli.
But we study as our calling is.
Era ebirabo byaffe bibiri.
And as our gifts are.
Mu mirimu egy'okunsi.
In the work of the world.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Twagenda maaso.
Now we moved on.
Nitwolekera ku department
yokubiri. Moved to the second department.
Ya government ya katuna mu government z'okunsi.
God is government, the governments of the earth.
Department y'ebyobufuzi ebyomwoyo.
Department of spiritual politicians.
Mu kugayidinga ebyobufuzi ebyomunsi.
Is guiding the politics of the world.
Era nga twalaba mwekyo.
And we saw in that.
Nti organize za government ezikola government z'omunsi.
The three organs which make up governments of the world.
Ziri presentinga Katonda Kitaffe.
They represent God the Father.
Katonda Kigambo.
God the Word.
Utumanyingo mwana Yesu Kristo.
We know as the Son Jesus Christ.
Era awamo no moyo mutukufu.
And even the Holy Spirit.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Era nga organizezo kwekuli judiciary.
And those organs is where there is judiciary of the judges. And God is the chief judge. And there is the organ of the executive.
President, never ministers.
The president and the ministers.
That
presents Lord Jesus reign over heavens and earth. And there is the organ of the legislature. Where they follow the
parliament.
Speaker and the parliament.
Erange ye representing Katonda omwoyo.
That represents God the Spirit.
Okakase chiri mu baliokane sokesuli okutano.
Prove what is in the first John chapter 5.
Yuromusango.
Verse 7.
Era waliwa abajule basatu muguru.
There are three witnesses in heaven.
Kitaffe.
The Father.
Kigambo kutumanyinga omwana.
The Word whom has the Son.
No moyo mutukufu.
And the Holy Spirit.
Yesu yebazibwe nyo.
Praise Jesus much.
So betwa malirizao.
So when we finished there.
Twayolekira ku department yafe eyokusatu.
We move to our third department.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
We move to the
third department.
Ani ajijukira. Yakobo ajijukira.
Ajijukira si.
Aha.
Department yebi yebyenfuna.
We wow. Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Twayulikira department yebyenfuna.
We move to the department of spiritual economists.
Ebyenfuna ebyomwoyo.
Spiritual economists.
Mukurungamye ebyenfuna.
To guiding the economic sector of the world.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Where we understood the main thing. Knowing the department of the economics of the world.
Exports.
To know exports. Doing exports.
Over imports.
Or imports.
Okuleta ebintu mugwange lyewo.
Bringing goods into your own country.
Awamu no controlling a capital.
Even to control capital.
Magoba.
The increase.
Enkulaakulana.
The growth.
No controlling a loss.
And to control losses.
Eribi twabiraba we twasinzira mu Matayo.
And those we saw them based in Matthew.
Atulabye ndi Katonda yakulira obusubuzi.
And we saw that God is the one who leads in the business.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Kwa yulikira department eyokuta eyokuna.
Fourth department.
Department ebyobulamu.
Department of the spiritual healthists.
Ebyobulamu ebyomwoyo.
The spiritual healthists.
Mukulungamya ebyobulamu ebyomunsi.
In guiding the health effects of the world.
Era twakizuula ndi Katonda lyekkubo.
And we discovered God is the way.
N'amazima g'ebyobulamu.
The truth of life.
Kusinira ku Yokaane suli 14.
According to John 14.
N'onyola omukaaga.
And the verse 6.
Ebirala bingi bye twalabaawo.
And many others we saw there.
Bwe twamalirizaawo.
When we finished there.
Twayolekera department eyokutaano.
We moved to the fifth department.
Department ekwatagana ku family y'omwoyo.
Department concerned with the spiritual family.
Oba spiritual social sector.
The spiritual social sector.
Mukurungamya social sector yomunsi.
To guide the social sector of the world.
Oba families yomunsi.
Or families on the earth.
Kwategeera ddala.
We understood indeed.
Nti Katonda yentandikwa ya families zonna.
God is the beginning of all families in heavens and earth.
Okusinira ku Ephesians sura eyokusatu.
According to Ephesians chapter 3.
Olwe 14 okukiira.
Verse 14 downward.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Sipwagala n'onaku olwaleero.
So we want to appear even today.
Okweyongerayo ne department. to move
on with the sixth department.
God's
government and governments of the earth.
Government
the central government.
Government
of God's heavenly government on the earth.
We are
going to proceed in the summary.
Department
and this department.
The
department of the spiritual health is education sector.
Mukurungamia.
In guiding the education sector of the world.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus much.
So department in
so this sixth department,
yeah, department
is the department of the spiritual education sector.
Mukurungamia.
In guiding health education sector of the world.
Yes,
praise Jesus
much.
When we begin speak of this department in the brave, we understand that God is the beginning of the spiritual educational sector.
He's
guiding the earthly education sector.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
And
just as we can say, like the spiritual education sector, the Holy Church of God on the earth, the way they are there to see that they equip and they perfect the gifts and the callings. For example, the prophets, apostles, evangelists, pastors, teachers, and many others like those. For every good work of God. I've said like this. And like the spiritual education sector, that of the Holy Church of God on the earth, the way they are there to equip and to perfect the gifts and the callings. For example, prophets, apostles, evangelists, teachers, pastors, and many others like those. For every good work of God.
That's
even the education sector of the world must there to teach, to equip, and to perfect the natural gifts and the callings in the work of the world.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. According to how we first saw
department
in the first department, when we
are
seeing the natural gifts and the callings.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus much. So we have said like this,
education sector
the education sector of the world also there to see it equips and it perfects the natural gifts and the calling in the work or the jobs on the earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus
much.
For example, doctors,
engineers,
accountants,
and
the many others in their line of work.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
And
this has to be done from childhood.
So education sector,
cannot be there when it takes time to discover gift and the calling. It would have been good you to enter into studying when your gift and your calling in the work of the world, it is known, and you've gone be there to be given equipped and given ability and to be perfected in that calling in your line of work of the world. For when he first speaks based in the spiritual world, in correcting concerning, in guiding concerning education,
speaks
this according to 2 Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 11, and he says this.
Abathessalonike ekyokubiri esule esoka n'olunyiriri olw'11.
2 Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 11.
Kyetuva tubasabira ennaku zonna Katonda wafe abasanyiza okuyitibwa kwammwe era atuukirize n'amaanyi buli kye mwagala eky'obulungi na buli mulimu ogw'okukkiriza.
Therefore also we pray always for you that our God will count you worthy of this calling and fulfill all the pleasure of his goodness and the work of faith with power.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus much.
Education sector yomwoyo.
As you see the spiritual education sector.
Ye kanisa.
That is the church.
Bweriwo okutuukiriza okukwip okuba gabawo obusobozi.
Is there to equip.
N'okutuukiriza.
And to perfect.
Okuyitibwa n'ebirabo.
The calling and the gifts.
Okugeza ng'abatumi.
Example apostles.
Bannabbi.
The prophets.
Abasumba n'abalingabo.
Pastors and many others like those.
Bwekitwo bwe kirina okuba ne mu education sector ey'omunsi.
Be in the education sector of the world.
Okulabika nga basomesa n'ekigendererwa.
Appear they teach with an intention.
Eky'okuwa obusobozi.
Of equipping.
Awamu n'okutuukiriza.
And even perfecting.
Ebirabo n'okuyitibwa mu mirimu egy'omunsi.
The gifts and callings in the line of work in the world.
Era nga bw'owulidde mu Batesalonika ekyokubiri essuula eyo esooka onyola ekkumi n'olumu.
Just as you have heard 2 Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 11.
Nditubasabira.
That we pray for you.
Katonda waffe abagwanyiza okuyitibwa kwammwe.
Our God make you worthy of your calling.
Na buli birungi ebyetaagisa.
And every good that needed.
Olwa buli mulimu omulungi ogw'okukkiriza.
Every good work of faith.
Nti tubeera n'okuyitibwa nga bwe twasooka okusoma.
That we have a call as we first studied
nga kusinzira mu birabo
and it's basically in the gifts
era ne munsi bwe tuli bwe tuti
in the world we are like that
kati kitegeeza education sector y'omunsi
now it means education sector of the world
yalina kutusomesa fwa
it was not just to teach us aimlessly
naye okutusomesa
but to teach us
nga buli muntu ekirabo kye n'okuyitibwa kubwe kuli
as each person their gifts and is calling how they are
mu mirimu egy'omunsi
in the work of the world
era nga kye bafuba okula nga bakola
in what they try to see they do
kwe kutuwa obusobozi
is to equip us
n'okututuukiriza
even to perfect us
mu mirimu gyaffe gye tuyitiddwamu okukola mu nsi
our line of work we've been called to do in the world
bw'aba musawo
if he's a doctor
ng'aba alina okutuukirizibwa okuva mu buto bwe
has to be equipped from his childhood
era twandi okusoma tugambe emisomo egya baby
you would have gone to study within the baby class
n'emisomo egya top
and the top class
ng'ejo girimu kulabika nga batuzuula
and they are on a task of discovery
bazuula ebirabo byaffe n'okuyitibwa kwaffe
spotting discovering our gifts and the callings
mu mirimu egy'omunsi
in the line of work in the world
kati twandigenze ng'okusimbula awo okutandika okusoma
as we would have moved from there studying
nga tugenda kusoma
and we are going to study
okusinziira ku birabo n'okuyitibwa kwaffe mirimu gyaffe
according to our gifts and callings in our work
then awo kitegeeza
then there it means
twandibadde tugenze kufuna obusobozi bwonna
to get and be equipped
awamu n'okutuukirizibwa
even to be perfected
mu mirimu gyaffe
in our line of work
yes yebazibwe
nyo praise Jesus much
naye
but
ekyo kisinga okukosa nnyo Africa
that affects Africa most
era kyovuula banga tuwabaawo okuyiiya kwa mirimu kungi
that's why there is no planning and inventing work per se
era ensi zikulaakulana kitono
nations they prosper and they grow little
kubanga n'okuzuula obuzuuzi
because even to discover
ebirabo byaffe n'okuyitibwa kwaffe mirimu egy'omunsi
our gifts and callings and work of the world
ekyo kitwala akaddi
that takes time
era tumala ebiseera bingi nga tusoma
and we take a lot of time studying
era ne education sector
and the education sector
alikyulamu yaayo
curriculum
ne syllabus
even syllabus
zategekebwa nga tezina order
they were prepared they do not have order
wabo gikuchoguddeko n'osoma
you just follow on whatever you fell on you study
paka lwoli zura okuyitibwako
till you will discover your calling
ekirabo kyo n'okuyitibwako mirimu egy'omunsi
your gift and calling in the work of the world
ekintu ekituviirako ddala okulabika nga tukooya obwongo
something which causes us to worry our minds
n'emibiri
even the bodies
ne tutuuka okufuluma nga tukyasobola kugunja mirimu
and we reach get up we can no more invent work
era nga tukyasobola kukulaakulana nyansi
and we cannot progress our nations
kubanga education sector nfu nnyo
because the education sector is very dead
era mu nsi yonna emenya bonna abagirimu
the whole world it breaks those who are within it
naye nga twandigwanidde okutegeka education sector entuufu
but we would have required prepare a good education sector
nga tusinziira ku birabo n'okuyitibwa
as we based on the gifts and callings
abantu kwe balina mu mirimu egy'omunsi
those people have in the line of work of the world
ne batayinza kusoma bitabo bingi kooya mibiri
do not study many books to wear their bodies
ekyamazima buli awali ekirabo waliwo okuyitibwa
the truth everywhere where there is a gift there is a calling
era waliwo omulimu
there is a work
okusinziira ku biri mbalumi esula ekkumi n'emu
what is in Romans 11 and verse 29. Let us read we hear. Romans chapter 11 verse
29.
For the gifts and the calling of God are unchangeable. Praise Jesus man.
It's
Romans chapter 11 verse 29. We've read it most to prove that in the spiritual world, in the church, there are spiritual gifts, even the spiritual calling. But in the world when we get born, still there are gifts and the calling in the line of work of the world, and they're unchangeable. Though you try to stagger in different things, who was to be in the army if you enter to be a doctor,
still
your character manifests of a soldier. And you handle the patients with as a soldier.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus much. It is even the chasing of wind and you study in vain. Go in the line of work which is not in your gift and your calling. Every time it's you who is not favored and appreciated.
Experience
who has not experienced in it.
Who
does not have interest in that work.
Yes, you ever see
praise Jesus. But you work because they pay.
Yes, you ever see
praise Jesus. Man.
So, education sector, no,
so the educational sector has to be ordered. And we study as our gifts and the callings. In the line of work, that of the world. In the syllabus. In the
curriculum.
In the curriculum.
Even
the syllabuses.
Is education sector.
Of the educational sector. And they are put in line. Of our gifts and callings in the work of the flesh. When you read 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 4 up to 6, even in this world, God the Father gave gifts. The word gave one we know as the Son Jesus, even the Holy Spirit, in that different line of work. Let us read we hear.
1
Corinthians chapter 12 verse
4.
Now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. Verse 5. And there are differences of ministries, but the same Lord. Verse
6.
And there are diversities of working, but it is the same God who works in all. Yes. When you read 1 Corinthians chapter 12, in the verse 4, there are diversities of gifts. That which moves is the calling. The Spirit who gives is one. Even in the world he gives.
When
you study, read verse 5, it says, and there are differences in ministries. Differences. And
our
Lord Jesus is one who gave them. And there are pairs. When you read the verse 6, there are diversities of workings. But the Father is what was given that work. In that calling, those gifts and the callings, we have to go in the school to see that we are equipped. And we've gotten perfected in those our work. But see, we go to school.
And
we first study for a very long time. As we seek to discover, we were called to do what in the world? What are our gifts? A doctor to do the work of a doctor as my call. Am I an army officer? I do the work of an army officer.
Ndi engineer.
Am I an engineer? I can study to be an engineer.
Africa,
here in Africa, it takes us time.
Kubanga osoma baby,
because you class, study baby class,
no ingira top class,
you enter top class,
ingira tunamanya chakora,
when you've not yet known what to do,
no furumayo no ingira primary
move
1
out
to 7,
primary 1 up to primary 7,
nga mu Uganda,
as in Uganda. All there you have not yet discovered.
Katijukira baby,
now
baby
remember,
class,
baby
top class.
Class and top class. You can spend there 5 years.
Would
be tickle like your 3 years. It means you are in 8 years.
Primary,
you start primary. It takes 7 years.
No,
and you are in how many years? 15 years.
No furuma, no kwata secondary.
You start secondary.
O level.
Ordinary level.
Ukusinzira wano mu Uganda.
According to Uganda. As an example.
Umari miyake na bubato zemu.
4 years if you've not repeated the class.
Ulimiyaka kumine meke.
You are in 19 years.
Tuna manyacha kura.
Not yet known what to do.
Yes, you ever see
praise Amen. Jesus much.
Bomara.
When you finish.
No ingira.
You enter advanced level.
2 years.
If you have not repeated, come out, you've not yet known your gift and calling in the work of the world. And you just come out like that, that you studied. But all you know is to write and to read, even to count. Even some you come out when you do not know those. Let me tell you, writing, reading, even counting, we studied that in baby class to top class. There we just go to study our line of work.
Kubanga mu baby class,
in baby and top class, we are there, we study counting, writing and reading,
as
they test us to see our gifts and callings in the work of the world, they are in which field.
Means
you know counting, reading and writing, speaking tongues, you enter in line of your work. Then it means you didn't have taken 7 years to study primary. Finish 7 years, study line of your work. You know what you come out to be? You join on secondary years. 6 years. You know what you can amount out to be? After you finish, you join on years of university
or colleges,
institutions. You can join 3 to 5 years before we ended at 19 years. 19. When we are at O level, it was 19 years. When we join on years of advanced level, 2 years. Now you are in 21 years.
Going to university,
you add 3 to 5 years.
You are
in 24 to 27 years.
Skills and experience.
Come out, you do not have skills and experience.
Baba,
now, give you a job if only it is there.
We will know from the experience.
Have to get experience 2 to 5 years. Now when we get to profit here in Africa, remember you come out, you cannot plan and invent anything. But you wait that government gives you work. But that is caused by education sector. It's very dead. Because we spend a lot of time, we study many books, we waste many years, and we still seek what are our gifts and callings. You discover it in university second year almost.
Yes, we ever
praise Jesus.
Jesus.
It's where you discover it. Through you've studied uncountable books. You've wasted time. Your brain is tired, it can no more plan and invent. But if we study as our calling is, our gifts are there to make room for us quickly.
Because
study as your gift and the calling in line of work. It
is
for you to make room for you for your in the exact you destined to work. But that other is an historian. He wasted a lot of time studying biology at the same time. And he mixed chemicals of chemistry and he
goes
in calculations of physics. It was there what he did, he never understood them. What happens, they say you are foolish. But you do not have those abilities. You do not have a colleague in those line of work. Now you see your child.
No,
there are some parents.
Now
you two, you never did sciences. But you are on your child. You will do sciences. And your parents who did sciences. Children, they are not in the line of calling of sciences. Because God giveth us a will.
Now
you are
a
child. You studied a doctor. Your child, you have to study a doctor.
Yes, you
praise
Amen.
Jesus much. Let's read Proverbs 18, verse 16. Proverbs chapter
18:16.
A man's gift maketh room for him and brings him before great men. Yes. If indeed you discover your gift, for within it is your calling, even in the work of the world, it maketh room for you to reach you before great men. But you study many books and you get out. It is nothing you know to do. You can't create any new thing. You go back on the village, you drink alcohol. Or in the cities, you begin to get wild within the cities. And nations never grow because of those. But nothing which translates our growth like not studying. As we study according to our gifts and the callings. For though you are learned, you studied not as your gift. Are as you're calling in the line of work in the world. Almost you didn't study for you not profiting. God, when he teaches, we shall see, he teaches you to profit. I've not profited us now. What did they teach you? Now look to your books where you're seated there. Even some, do you know where they are? This educational sector has to be ordered. But
spiritual education sector,
spiritual educational sector was one to guide the other side. But because spiritual education sector, it's the church. Those they said teach all nations. Things of teaching they gave up on it, they resorted to taking it. The finger of God is there. Power of God is there beating you down. I see you travel nations. Into that now, when will they have guided?
Education sector, you must be under the
education sector of the world, how would they have helped it?
But
no matter how you will study, and you study in a gift not yours, in the calling not yours, in the work of the world, that is the bribes you will eat.
kubanga tolina busobozi bukolaawo naye olidde enguzi okolewo.
Have not abilities to work there, but you've eaten bribes to work there.
Ebichupuli tebikoma.
Fake money will not end.
Ebichupuli mungeri zonna.
Fake of everything.
Omirimu jonna.
In every work.
Kubanga banji abali nadala mu Africa.
Because many mostly in Africa.
Natebali mu birawo byabwe newankubadde okuyitibwa kwabwe mirimu
gyomu. And they are not in their line of gifts or callings in the work of the world.
Wabula bali mu kino kye bayita okweyiya.
But they are in this trying to survive.
Aha.
Survival.
Na yeba gezezako kusurviving abiganye.
But they have tried to survive, things have failed.
Kwaburi omwana onya survive.
Everyone seeks for survival.
Mponye wontia.
How am I to survive?
Na yegwe bwonawo.
But you if you got is survive.
Abana bote bawonawo.
Your children will never survive.
Icho chechiri mu Africa.
That is what is in Africa.
Era temuina bugagga bwansi.
You do not have riches which follow generations that is still there.
No. Kubanga tata yeyi ato mwana tasobode.
For the father survived, the child was not able to maintain survival. Okay.
Yesu yamuzibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Hey, tata jaja bwaba yeyi.
If your grandfather survived,
tata tiyasobola.
The father was able.
Mwana bweyi.
If your sons
survive,
your grandchildren will not be able. Now cycles keep changing. Today we are rich, tomorrow poor. Tomorrow jiggers have beaten us. But some nations in the Western world,
but is the
if the child has been calling that calling, they don't study this, we study here.
And
you study from morning
up
to the 12th hour of the day. What are you doing in the evening? You don't end, you study many books. You study many hours, many years. All that you're waste, you're loading that head. That's why the whites say it, that Africans are very wise. Why? Because they study many books, many hours, many years.
Do
they remain having at least some little understanding in them? They got surprised of us.
And started
in line of a calling and gifts.
We
would have been something different.
And
the time has come we be that. Africa is being given now.
And
healer stands for the whole world. When you start a gift not yours, how it appears, you just keep wondering. You find an army officer is a doctor, but the way he handles things there is like a soldier. You find a person they seem to be a shepherd. He's an engineer. Now buildings have to fall.
Yes, we
must praise Jesus.
Yes, we must
praise Jesus much. According to Proverbs 25, verse 14, he says like this. Proverbs chapter 25, verse
14.
Whosoever boasts about himself of a gift not given is like clouds and winds without rain. Yes. You move in the gift and the calling which is not yours.
No, so much.
And you study. We think you're going to profit us. You are like rainfall which is like going to fall.
And you see
the clouds moving. Take a long getting rainfall, we think it is going to fall as we are there. And much sunshine comes out. Now people study.
Baba,
you go with your
smart boy, smart girl.
Go, smart girl.
Going to school to study.
Going to school for studies.
The
nation is going to grow. It has taught people. My goodness. Come out, you have no use. You find those who started English speaking it as alcohol.
You know, I'm drinking because
I'm drinking.
I calculated math. I did chemistry.
Chemistry, you know, I'm a malayo.
But I didn't get work.
Yes, for namulimo.
Smart.
But there are those who are smart before going to school. And you too, you know how you patched, you tucked in your trousers and shirts in your trousers. Smartly dressed. And you know your brothers, you see out there. We think they have any future.
Just as
you two have never given it to us the future. Them too, they are coming. We are going to join on the crowd of the robbers.
Anytime
they train in school, right now they join up the robbers in the field of war. Don't be surprised. All sectors in Africa almost, there are rebels there and people corrupt eating
bribes.
For those to be in those positions are elsewhere. You see, even in the sector of the pastors, the businessmen are
pastor.
In the churches, the pastor is a businessman. Those who sell apple. Rice, even others,
butambara,
handkerchiefs,
mpeta,
rings, and the others.
Abaguza mazi. Busubuzi.
Sell water to the people. Businessman who never started business, now business troubles him in the church.
It
feels would have sold rings to the people.
But
study things we are not called to work and do on this earth. All that is in the wrong education sector. Because someone's gift and calling, how he's spotted and discovered.
And
that's why education sector has to begin. Before we move ahead to trouble, disturb many other people, to print for them many books, teaching them many books. For many hours, many years, they come out, they cannot plan, neither invent anything. Ecclesiastes 12, verse 12, it says this. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verses 12.
Eranate, mwana wange, labuka. Okola ngebitabe binji, tekuli koje kukoma. No kuyigenyo, kuko yomobili.
And father, my son, be admonished by this. Of making many books, there is no end, and much study is a weariness of the flesh. Yes. Study many books. Still they are printing many others. That curriculum is dead.
Syllabuses,
they are not right at all. We study and we get weary in the flesh. There's a point to which we started. There's no sleeping day and
night.
And they reach to take others into the boarding schools. Don't go back home, study, remain here. But what are you teaching me to that extent? They reach, tell you, put your feet in cold water in the night.
Tosoma kuyitibwa ako ne wabadde kirabo cho.
Tade yo calling
neither
you
wawodyo.
You just studying aimlessly.
Kati ngwabitera chimo mazi.
Now why did you put your feet in the cold water in the night?
Nganawe kala ali nawo mulimu.
When you two also was a job.
Ogulina mukurupanya.
You have it, you got it in a wrong way.
Munguzi,
you bribed to get it.
Era ne byokola bitukirira.
Even what it is a perfect at all there.
Tuvura mu Africa tembera mu company ziteredde.
That's why in Africa there never comes to be companies which will stand.
Ani ajisumirira ajikoli.
Who studied for it to make it?
Ebintu ebyo,
those things,
banange,
my goodness,
banetwa nemukera,
and you go early morning,
mukeranga obudde tebunava emambi atenava
sala bulungi, dawning early morning,
empewonga
inji cold,
mugenda kusoma,
you are going to school,
abazungu bagenda sawa
sat, the whites go at the third hour of the day,
atenga agenda somere sawa bili adde waka,
going to study for 2 hours, go back home,
naba alabavu kuvao basomeyo bili sat,
others come in their shift 2-3 hours back home,
atenno bibageza abalina zi company,
and they are the ways who have invented companies,
era bazileta ne mu Africa,
and they bring them in even Africa,
labagwe Africa,
look to you Africa,
muno mutwe mukuru nyoje oli,
this heading is very vital your way,
we wow.
Nemuri ate nemuri okamutambuza abana,
and then you move your children
charuku charu
village up to another village,
ate somero liriyeri,
for the school is very far a distant place,
kati oyali sobola dio kuyiye motoka,
that's what will we let
omuntu guri mutambura za bigereze,
the head is where the tired of footing distance miles to the school. When will he invent?
Ngane mere ku masomero mwaruwa okuba,
when even food at school you took long to even provide feed freely.
Waluwe bide bitwasomanga ngamusomyo benja lebaruma.
Just started, whether you're angry you are studying by force.
Mbate muveyo ngamusoboro yiya.
That you come out with ability to invent.
Ngamwe mwenyine mugamba gava mukuria.
When you say that strength come from eating.
Bakalakato omuddugavu omufirika,
they began to harden the life of an African.
I don't know na fetwage ndozalibwa,
as we got born
twazalibwa already tulibako utwakoera mbajjaje,
we are born tired within our forefathers,
kubana bo basomane bako wanafine bazala batuzalanga bako una,
they birthed, even those who birthed us were tired, we too they birthed us tired.
Kati nafe betuzala bako
una, we too those who are giving birth to, they are very tired.
Tuvuyo batwara kusomero ne bayingira film,
that's why you take them to school, they go rather watch films in the cinema
pa umuze kubwongo,
and they can refresh their minds.
Mwatu kechisera ne musarawo ne bidongo mbitwale mu masomero namura abana bakowa nje banna,
this course to school you saw the students were getting so tired,
kati mwaro was a solution,
now you saw this course in the school is a solution.
Usangu umwana kusomero yalina genda yasome byamizani,
find a child at school was going meant to go there study drama,
asome games and sports,
games,
music,
sports music and drama,
ate umusingana wa muliko science,
you
science.
Find they are pressing science on him,
ngabwa abigwa
he keeps falling
when
he goes in the field is professional at football.
Kati abazungu baba somecho,
now the whites
abasambi mpiro bakwata wa,
where can you stand
the footballers
in the earning they earn,
aguchanga kuvanga muto baba,
plays it from childhood
na aliyoka ingira ina kula sent,
enters makes money through it,
but muroza mwana mu Africa na dalane Uganda,
yeah, Africa mostly Uganda,
bumusoboro furo mpiro echo muwenda,
and you can turn football something of value, it's impossible
bakanga muzone mumanyante uko kuyitibwa omuntu alina kusoma kuva buto,
till you have to go back, not that is a calling one has to study from childhood.
Ne yesa simanyi sam mubiru simanyani anione bana basambi bempira ne
Uganda, but these footballers of Uganda
agenda okutegera ndikati musambi wa mupira,
he realizes is a footballer,
ari miaka 25 chokebweru
25 years yet abroad,
abamunga ari mwasa tu,
others they are 30
kwakwamba mwako na,
because you got stunted in growth.
Uruoko somo okunji ne ibonyo
bonye binji bwe mu tadings and the many sufferings you pass through. They take you, they call you a young boy in football. But the feet alone is not of a young boy. But those things cause a lot of weariness. At school, we met to have gone there, get experience. Our gifts and callings in line of work, that of the world. Wouldn't have gone there to waste all that time. Many Africans leave this world, they have not profited neither their nations. But they were called to profit them. You two have gotten old there. You've not yet made any meaning in Africa.
You're
not even a specialist in making bricks. But a white is a specialist in making a brick is in that line. Now you've wasted a lot of your time.
Education sector,
education sector has wasted a lot of our time.
One
there to prepare how we shall move with our gifts and the callings. But see how it appears.
Look,
at our grandfathers, they are all old, they have not profited us. Look at our fathers who follow.
Look
at them, some speak English just in vain. We two children, we are like that. Look, those we've given birth to. Where are they going to work? I see them going to school. I don't know where they are going to work from. For those who plan and invent jobs, they know
there.
But all in Daniel chapter 1 verse 3 to 4,
you get a word.
He speaks like this.
Daniel chapter 1
from verse 3.
Kabaka n'agamba Aspenazi omukulu w'abalaawe be ayingize mu baana ba Isirayiri abamuzadde lya kabaka n'eri abakungu.
And the king spoke unto Ashpenaz, the master of his eunuchs, that he should bring a certain of children of Israel and of king's descendants and of the princes. Verse 4.
Abavubuka abataliiko bulema wabula abamasa amalungi era abategeevu mu magezi gonna. Era bakabakaba mukutegeera era abamanya ebiyigirizibwa era abasanira okuyimirira mu nyumba ya kabaka era bayigirizenga amagezi aga nti era abayigirizenga amagezi aga bakaludaya n'olulimi lwabwe.
Young men in whom was no blemish but handsome and skillful in all wisdom and gifted in knowledge and understanding science and such as had ability in them to stand in the king's palace and whom they may teach the learning and the language of the Chaldeans. Yes. Those given gifts. Gift already is given you. When it has the beginning of wisdom in that line.
Just
you need to be equipped with skill of it. And they perfect you very well. And you
go
to increase wisdom and understanding. Even to understand languages. You're going to work in people of different languages. That's why I told you. At least we'd have studied baby class and top class. And we study mathematics, reading, and studying tongues,
no kuandika,
even writing,
no kuzogera,
even to speaking them.
Katinga webazura,
and right there they disport and discover.
Ebira wafeno kujibwa kwa family mujio.
About gifts and callings in line of work of the world.
Wandingezo fuma ongo gena direct.
You would have moved from there, moving on direct.
Mukusoma ongo kujibwa kwa nebira wio webiri mimi mujio.
Tadina your gift and calling is in the line of work of the world. These ones were chosen out like that. They have gifts in wisdom and understanding. And they are scientists from their childhood. And they took to add on wisdom in that line. Understanding. But you, you study many books. That curriculum.
Yeah, curriculum is more Africa. Curriculum is Africa.
Nations of Africa.
Even the syllabuses.
My goodness.
You see
how you got tired, even the head cannot plan neither invent.
But anything.
Now where you are there, what are you planning and inventing? At the end you have to see one who has something, they lose it, and that you take it over.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. In the book of Exodus chapter 31, verses 1 and 2, these two had a calling, and they just needed to be added on wisdom and understanding, passing through studying. Exodus chapter 31, verses
1.
And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, verse 2.
Lava, mbise erinya Bezayeri, omwana wa Uri, omwana wa Kuri, omu chikacha Yuda.
See, I have called by name Bezarel, the son of Uri, the son of Hua, of the tribe of Judah. Verse
3.
And I have filled him with the Spirit of God in wisdom and in understanding and in knowledge and in all manner of workmanship.
Into
the field of art.
Crafts.
He said, I've called him.
He has
a
gift.
A call and a gift upon him. Wisdom, understanding, knowledge in every workmanship. All wisdom, understanding on the field of doctor, counsel and mind, its his ability.
It
light knows everything done in the field of doctors. My goodness. You enter to study, begin doctorate. When you've spent 25 years studying other things, you don't know what you're going to be. Now will you come out half experienced like a doctor of the Western world? Studying that line of doctorate in this 7 years, at 7 years.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But they all need to be corrected. Maybe our second point, it says like this, that as the spiritual education
is there
to give light of the beginning and the end of things. Even the athletic sector, it must be so. I say our second point, as the spiritual education,
it's
there to give light of the beginning and the end of a thing.
Also,
athletic education, it has to be so.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man.
So, you're
not going to study. And you study, you don't have
light
that you've gotten it even in what? Because you don't know your gift, your
calling,
in the line of work of the world, you don't know it.
The minutes
as you study, you gather light of doing what? Pastor Benjamin,
when
you started aiming at what? They just asked us as we
studied.
You want to be what? A doctor. Was I called to be a doctor or not? Or it's what I rather want? You want to be
engineer.
What? Engineer.
Want
to be engineer, you rather take your blood of history, geography.
You say
you want to be engineer. First, prove whether that's the call upon him. Then take that line of engineering. But we gathered what we started.
The
light of things we don't know of.
Canadian
prayers. Canadian prayers. Now what are you using them for? That light, you knew it for what?
Confused light.
You have confused the light within yourself. Because as the spiritual studying, it is of the church. There to give you light of a thing from its beginning to reaching its end. Even the studying of the world ought to have given you light on something, on the calling and your gifts. The way you're going to use it, invent something from its beginning to the end.
You
know, when we started, we are just there studying. Me, I remember. If don't remember, we were just there studying, gathering light of things which are not going to profit us. We don't know its beginning and its end. And this teacher this one, another teaches another. And they caned us. But they caning you for nothing. They force you to write what is not in line of your calling. You feel what you write, you don't even understand it. Now how dare you write what you don't understand? You write to teacher, fill your book.
Right.
The teacher say, wandika.
Is the
point of reaching the higher levels. We've not understood. Is there dictating?
The Congolese moved from then. They went this way.
You are writing.
Furthermore, the Congolese went on.
Abakongo nebe yogere dala.
Furthermore, above all, finally, last but not final,
such terms wasting our time.
Above all, but not the rest.
Okusukuluma byonna naye nga si kye kisembayo.
Yes, we have
a praise Jesus much. But every studying, it would have been there to give us light on a thing from its beginning to its end. If it's that
you're
going to be inventing, I've known they invent something from this level to join here. That's why God tells you Isaiah 48 verse 17 when he based in the spiritual education sector, and he says like this, Isaiah chapter 48 verse
17, Mukama Katondawo akuyigiriza okugasa akulembera mu kkubo lyoba oyitamu.
Thus saith the Lord your God, Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. I am the Lord your God, who teaches you to profit, who leads you by the way that you should go. Yes.
Of course,
God says, of course, we'd have taught people intending them to profit just as he does it. And to show us the way we have to go. Because take the way of a doctor when I'm meant to be an army officer.
Of course, ye katonda agamba.
Of course, if God says, he teach you to profit in the line of your calling. In the way you have to go to. But you find a politician, as they call him, and he's a shepherd of cattle. Now here, he's always sucking everything. All government money takes it. For he has that mentality of milking cow. Milking. You see that?
You see that
in parliament does nothing much there.
For
he has not the gifts and the calling in the political field. But because they say it, if you have the senior 4, senior 6 certificate,
a
letter, whether you passed or not, as long as you sat those exams. That one comes to lead us who understand. And the field is gone into is wrong, and is not destined for it.
It's
not called to move by it. When the Richmond Parliament says, give me this, I eat this time. When I go back the second time, I bring, we eat together. Now you ate the first time, even the second time you want to eat.
Yes, you ever see when
you praise Jesus.
So, what do we have?
So, there is a great need when we reach the educational sector. As we
base
in the spiritual educational sector, that is the church. We have to guide, correct the educational sector of the world. That you have to teach us, we're going to profit.
It
not take a lot of time, and we reach the brains can no more invent. If you teach us as you show us the right way we have to go to, a teacher teach you and he does not know what you're going to do yourself. Even some who are teaching, they're not destined to be teachers. You find the student got 85% before he got
90%.
And he canes the student for losing 5%. That is a mentality of the army. That he wants to keep him on that standard of getting 90%. That is impossible. A person cannot be the same all the days. See, even your appetite keeps changing. You want to get corrupted.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus much. Even Christ calls, we move on, become a new creation. And we say when God meets you, don't remain the same. You must have an increase upon yourself. How more the one in the world. Recently you brought other exams, this time you brought another. You want him to get the same points he got in the other questions you brought? Are they the same questions?
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But if you are agile, in Isaiah 48, God assured us every studying has to aim at profiting. And you must teach someone as you show them. You're going to pass the way of the doctors, in the way of engineers, in the way of accountants, the way of business people, the way of shepherds, the way of farmers, and all the other ways. And in there,
you
give the person light enough on those things, whether in the way of their calling, and lighten the things started like this and end it like this. Now the one who teaches more than God, let him show us another way. For God teaches us to profit. Why did you teach us when we are not going to profit? Look at men and women like you who are in all this nation, in all this Africa, in the whole world. You are there, you studied, you are learned, you don't profit. Those who taught you wasted your time. If you had light enough in that thing, you would have had something you invent on its level.
Na yenga bwayogera mu Yobu asatu mukaga.
But as he speaks in Job chapter 36.
Kerika tonda teri ayinza kuyigiriza nga
yo. No one can teach like God.
Wabula kati atuwera amagezi.
But right now he advises us.
Atusometuli.
Let's read we here.
Yobu stress to mukaga na olunyiriri olwabiri mwebiri.
Job chapter 36 verse 22.
Laba katonda akola ebigulumivu mu buyinza bwe. Aniyo muyigiriza afanana ye.
Behold, God exalts by his power. Who teaches like him?
He.
Yes.
Kubanga ye ayigiriza kugasa.
Because him it teaches to profit.
Irani ayinza okuyigiriza nga
ye. Who can teach like him?
Kati ekanisa.
Now the church.
Yalino kuba ne kituita spiritual educational sector.
Had to have what we call spiritual educational sector.
Okusomesa ngebirabo nokuyitibwa.
Teach us the gifts and the callings.
Okwomoyo.
Of the spirit.
Okwomukanisa.
That of the church.
Nokuwabula.
Even to correcting, guiding.
Educational sector yomuzi.
Educational sector of the world.
Okusomesa abantu.
Teach the people.
Ngebirabo nokuyitibwa kwabo okwomubirwekuli.
As their natural gifts and the callings are.
Eranga bali nakubasomesa lwakutugasa.
They have to teach them to profit us.
Ngabamaze nokubalage kubole baba kwatamu.
After they have shown them the way they have to go.
Okusinda kwirewo byabwe nokuyitibwa kwa.
According to their gifts and their calling.
Eranga bali nakuba wa musana.
And they had to give them light.
Ebigambo byonna bibandi badde bayigiriza.
All the words they would have taught.
Ngabire eto musana ogwo kumanya.
And they bring light of knowledge.
Tuliyo katumanya ntandikwa nenkomero yechi.
And we know the beginning and the end of a thing.
Wanga ye katonda alagira musana gwake mu kizikiza.
Because him God commanded light shine in darkness.
Ngagamba bwati mbakolise chokubire sule kunyoro mukaga.
And he said this 2 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 7.
Abakolise chokubire esule yokuna no lunyiriri olwo mukaga.
2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 6.
Kubanga katonda ye yalagira anti omusana guli yakamu kizikiza. Eyaka mitima jafe okuleta omusana. Ogwo kumanya kitibwa kya Katonda mu maso ga Yesu Kristo.
For God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ.
Oniyolo musambu.
Verse 7.
Na yobugagobo tulina bo mu bibya ebyebumba. Amanya manje nnyo galyokega venge eri Katonda.
But we have this treasure in earthly vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. In the teaching of God, he gives light and puts that treasure of knowledge in the earthly vessels. In the studying of the world, if they were giving us treasures, they would have given us treasure of light of knowledge. In the fields of our callings.
Era twandikoze na manyi manji.
We worked with much strength.
Singa tusobola okugunja ebintu binji.
We would have ability to invent many things.
Era singa tukulakula nyesi.
We would have progressed our nation.
Niba genda nebatuwala kusomera nebatugamba.
But they take us to school to tell us
okusoma bugagga.
Studying is wealth.
Nobuza bugagga singa temumpadde wade nokumanya mu field yemu obenda.
Which wealth when you've not given me knowledge in any field?
Umanyoku wazabu.
You know to give you gold.
Namasekule sekule.
And they have crushed it.
Nebamu tabika tabika mwebi soto.
And they mix in mud.
Nebamu tabika mwomu senyu senyu.
They mix in sand.
Nebamu wamu sulfuric acid.
And they pour in sulfuric acid.
Kiecho chibatu koda.
That is what they do to us.
Netufuruma musumu nebagamba.
We come out of the school and say.
Kwa watu obugaga.
We've given you treasure.
Bamekanga muri bagaga.
How many are you rich? You who went out study.
Wano mu Africa.
Here in Africa.
Yee na yebanna.
My goodness.
Kati obugaggo obo lwaki totola ko sebo banyabo.
That treasure, why don't you get some?
Let me tell you. Kitu fukusoma kwandi badde bugagga.
Yes, starting would have been a treasure.
Nga.
Aunt.
Baku obugaggo obo okumanya.
It gave you treasure of knowledge.
Kusinzira kukuyitibwa.
According to the call.
Okwe mulimu gwo munsi mukama kuyakuyitira okukola.
Of work in the world God called you.
Kubanga nibo bandi badenga emirimu tegiriwo.
Even though jobs are not there.
Wantodde kwo obugagga n'ogunja omulimu.
Gotten from that treasure and you invent a job.
Niyi kati mbu bakuwadde obugagga.
But now they've given you treasure.
Gwe wetunule ko obugagga bakuwa buli watu
wekono. Yourself treasure they gave you give us
all. Singa bato sobola okubukozesa n'oyiyayo omulimu.
Able to use it and make it invent a work.
Msaji yo mugagga.
They say that man is rich.
Kazi yo mugagga.
That woman is rich.
Banangu ya yiye motoka.
She invented a car.
Siya ali munu katali kazo ne yiye yiye
motoka. No one in that market but she invented it.
Wabura ya jiye ya wabura kati alia kukuhiye.
Eating on that project.
Uroza bayi ya motoka bebaga
tunda. You think those invented cars they are the ones selling them. He gets billions, go with home. He begins to eat. Every car manufacturer is not the one who manufactures.
They are
professionals to manufacture out. That they were giving us treasure. Pastor Shalom, God has given you that of knowledge, spiritual treasure.
But
outside you studied your books. Treasure, where is it? And themselves, after they told us, being unlearned, it's painful when you have grown up. But when they took us, they in school, they didn't give us knowledge. For knowledge is light.
It
show you something, done this to this end of it. But what did we learn then? Maybe to count 1 to 1,000. 10,000 that we learned it very well. Reading of words. Joining reading of words, it took you how long? That we got it in the initial years of study. Time followed, we are being troubled with many books. That's the educational sector in Africa.
Almost
some nations in other continents. As we've
been
given lead the worldwide call. And we've been called to work with God in the final work. And that final work is revival and restoration of all things. To know the way they were supposed to be, the way they should be, and the way they will be forever. These two, we've handled it of educational sector. It's to be revived. Now they gave you which treasure? Did they not speak like that? Education is treasure. When you go to out nations, they progressed.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But every word of teaching, when it would have come out, they would have brought out light on our gifts as the callings are in the work of the world. That's why in the kingdom of God,
does
not release in the word when it's not light. So he said, Psalms 119:105, and he says like this. Psalms 119:105. Your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Yes. Every study, if you have studied,
they
would have taught things, taught us, they bring light. Light of knowledge. The beginning of something to its end. Right there, we would have been able to invent. And we invent new things. New work. Progress in the world. But they release some words we too don't understand them. And they try to teach us in languages not of our own country. And that too became another work. For one studying in his own country, he is already joined up. You are still interpreting. You've not joined up what they teach.
For
if you read in Luganda,
no gamba,
and you say,
no gamba,
and you say,
1 + 2.
Emugata ko biri.
Bochiza mu Luganda, emugata ko biri.
In Luganda, immediately you've joined the answer. If you have it in English, you first have a task to interpret. What is plus?
Plus.
Okay, plus is which sign? It's not minus. He first has those tasks. You first get a problem, interpret from the other language. You understand in your language, time wasting. That's why Chinese have surpassed and moved ahead.
They
study in their tribe language, they understand their language. Even illegal jobs. Others studied language of other nations.
If you want
interpreters, they get jobs. Why do you teach languages to us? Okay.
You see,
English is a general language everywhere.
Okay,
would have studied it just. But we waste time. We study. Many books were in our minds.
That
curriculum is very dead.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Every word would have brought light of understanding. Things you even write in your book as you read, you didn't understand them, but you wrote them down. When we come in languages and study biology, those terms, botanical names, instead of saying Panadol, they say paracetamol. They even put on other terms. Put it in Luganda, tell us. Medicine which heals the head. Period. Praise Jesus much. That alone first worries us. Be that those teaching us, we understand in our own languages, they teach us through other languages. At least they would have first taught us in our languages, then they tell us in English language, it's called this. And the person knows when he understood it first in his language, understand in the foreign language then.
But
you first go into foreign language, you don't understand. After you interpret in your own way, which you understand. That is a waste of time.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But in all, in Ephesians 5 verse 13, that you will read it. It's everything revealed. Light is what manifests it. It means if we need to be revealed well according to our gifts and the calling in the line of work of the world, things taught us must be bringing light on the thing you've been called in, the line of work you've been called in. And you can know this: if I do it like this, join on this one, I get out this one. But we started. Don't know what were we getting. Brethren, speak with me. What did you gather? Light of doing what? But it's the same he tells us in Luke chapter 8 verse 16 to 17, no one lightens a lamp, puts it under a basket, but on the lampstand to lighten to those who enter. The day you moved out from school and you graduated, you had to come out as a lamp, and you had to light it to people in the invention of different things. But you moved out as darkness. You entered on the village and that city. You are on there, you do not profit. If you had gone to school, be given light on the calling in your line of work,
would
have moved out as a lamp of the world. You would have lightened it at least in different businesses, and you are a professional in business. But as you move out, You don't have any use. Those who move at different levels, Bible move speak. In Luke 8:16 and 17. After you've moved out as light, everything was it known, you can reveal it that they know it.
Means
you can reveal new things within the world. That's to invent new things. Even those which were hid long back by forefathers, and they are discovered. You would have seen at least the olden stoves in the way they worked. And if you open it like this, you can bring out new technology to advance it. But nothing. Move out into the lamp of the world. Yet you claim they have been lighting you. You are in school.
You
came out, you are a darkness troubling the world.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But all those as they are there, told you God is the one who teach more to prophets. And God is the one who began study of the world. He began teaching Adam when they called all animals, insects and the birds. Adam named them the exact of what God wanted. God is the teacher who began the teaching of the world. He taught, he graduated him out when he can name them the way he wants. Let's read Genesis chapter 2. Genesis chapter 2, verse 19.
Mukama Katonda nakola nettaka buli nsolo ey'omunsiko na buli ekibuuka waggulu n'abireetera omuntu okulaba bw'anaabiyita. N'omuntu buli lye yayitanga ekitonde kyonna ekiramu, eryo lye linnya lyakyo.
And out of the ground the Lord formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air, and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was its name. Verse 20.
Omuntu n'abituuma amannya buli nsolo n'ekibuuka waggulu na buli nsolo ey'omunsiko.
And Adam gave names to all cattle and to the fowls of the air and to every beast of the field. But for Adam, there was not found a helper suitable for him. Yes.
Created
animals, insects and the birds
in
different form. Wrote them to Adam to see what he will name them. Because God had already taught him to profit.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Name
animals as the seven groups are.
God
birds as their seven groups and above are, and named them. Even insects in their seven groups and above, and named them. All those moved by seven groups. As in the Genesis chapter 7. When they entered in the ark of Noah, seven groups, the animals, insects and the birds. Now God is the one who started the teaching. This you see that you've named the roads, buildings, cars. All those that studying God began it. And the first teacher among children of men was Adam. Who was the one first taught of God.
Then
he taught his children. They should not ask you the first teacher among children of men, you don't know him.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Right there is where we base as church.
And
tells us, go make all nations disciples. Teach them all that I commanded you. And here is where we branched off, go in that system.
We
correct it. Educational sector. Let's read
it
here. Matthew 28:18-20. Matthew chapter 28, verse 19.
Kale mugende mufure amawanga gonna bayigirizwa. Namba batizo kuyingira muri nyali ya kitaffe no mwana no moyo mutukuvu.
Go you therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Verse 20.
Namba yigiriza okukwata byonna byenabalagira mwe. Era laba zendi wamu namwe enaku zonna okutusa emirembe gino lwe girigwawo.
Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the ends of the world. Praise Jesus much.
Ensinga tezinnakwata kituyita kusomesa.
Before nations embarked on what we call teaching, God had already begun to teach in Genesis. Came on the era of our Lord Jesus Christ. He sent us make all nations disciples. Baptizing them in the name of Father, Son, Holy Spirit. And we teach them all he commanded. But some of that he commanded. Still, it's where there is a world educational sector to correct it. That people be taught as their gifts and their callings in the work of the world. That there will be quick inventions even to progress nations. Praise Jesus,
man.
But most in the detail, we shall know them. We shall know how God teaches. Gifts and the callings.
Okufuna skills and experience.
To get skills and experience. To be able to make inventions. To make quick inventions. And to develop our countries.
Katunda yaba abao kugamba okusomesa konna kusubira.
All teaching respects it.
Ndi tugenze kufuna experience.
That we've gone to
skills
get
and experience.
Skills and experience.
Mumagezi,
in wisdom,
okufuna instruction of wisdom,
get instruction of wisdom,
mukutegera,
in understanding,
okumanya emitendera,
knowing the criteria
ejemirimu jaffe
of our work,
nejo okugunja,
even of inventions,
okutesa okwamagezi,
counsel of wisdom,
okumanya ebiro nebisena ebyebintu
byetukola, time and season of the things we have to do,
amanyi,
power. Which helps us to quickly invent.
Okufuna okumanya.
To getting knowledge. Light of knowledge of something from its beginning to the end. In the fear of God and to bring His glory. Their inventions will be quick. Of new things and a new work. Even the developments. And the curriculum and the syllabus.
In
the educational sector.
Zirina kuba zangeri biri.
They have to be of two divisions.
Curriculum yebyo kuyitibwa nebirabo bya science.
The curriculum of the calling and the gifts of sciences.
Awamu ne curriculum eyo kuyitibwa okwa arts. Ebirabo ebirabo no kuyitibwa okuli mu arts.
Curriculum and gifts and callings in the arts.
Then yaone tugene tufunamu jetwandise subdivision is the syllabuses.
Go make and have subdivisions of these syllabuses. They are like 8 and above. We shall know them in details.
May
God bless you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for believing. Putting in action.
It's
right to four corners of the earth. Mostly of Africa. Because the Lord is coming quick.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.